Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Can you believe it? Episode 453 of the Kona Edge. That is phenomenal. And today we're talking running here on the Kona Edge. We touch base with Kelly O'Mara once again to find out what she's done to improve her Ironman run over her Ironman career. That's all coming up on today's podcast. As always, your chance to win with us here at the Kona Edge. Up for grabs an entry into an Ironman race. I'll pay for you to do a race. All you need to do is leave us a review on iTunes. Head over to thekonaedge.com/win to find out more and get into the contest. There's also a pretty easy tutorial. If you're not quite sure how to leave an iTunes review, all you have to do is check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Ironman to 44222 and I'll send you all the details straight back. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown and we head back to returning guest Kelly O'Mara. Kelly, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. You come from a pretty decent running background. Tell me a little bit about your sort of, is it your favorite out of the three disciplines? Is it something that you really love?
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite. And if I, when I'm like left to my own devices, I definitely just run a lot. But I do a lot of, I mean, we have really, really nice trails here. We have like all the best trail runners and ultra runners live by me. So if I'm left to my own devices, I just run trails. I just run trails all the time. So that's kind of my favorite. I ran in high school. I was kind of 800 meter runner. That was what I was going to do in college, but I had mono. So I did not run in college because I had mono.
Yeah.
So it is kind of still like my thing. But man, there are some fast girls now. Like I think of it, it's my thing. And there's girls running like way faster than me. So
800 to a marathon. It's a fairly big, yeah. I mean, 800s are hard. There's no two ways about it. 800s are tough, but running a marathon hard is pretty tough too.
Yes.
Have you found the transition going that long? Has it come easily for you, or has it been a challenge to get that right?
No, it took a long time. Just because I just didn't have the pace for a long time. Particularly, like for all that I like was perfectly good at running. Your run in triathlon is so dependent on your bike; it just is. So that's why, like, you know, whenever they try to bring like Kenyans over into triathlon, it actually is not as amazing because it's so dependent on your bike. So until my biking really improved and I had the base there, I would consistently just like blow up at the end of the run. So that's been a big, like, my running is a lot better now, but I think it's actually because my biking is a lot better. But it also took me a long time to kind of just develop the base so that 13.1 miles didn't feel long. 26 still feels long, but you just don't think about it. Just never, ever, ever think about the whole thing all at once.
So. Do you run any standalone marathons, just marathons, or is the only marathons you run at the back of a triathlon?
I did one this winter as like my off season project and it was a disaster and I swore I'm never doing an open marathon. I mean, it was awful. And I was like, I'm never doing one of these again. This is terrible. It's awful. I'm never doing it. So
that's incredible. As far as things you've done over time to get better on the run, is there anything that you think has really helped your run performance?
That's an interesting question. So, I mean, training for that open marathon this winter for all the race itself was awful. It was a lot of like long pace work, and my marathon pace is essentially my half Ironman pace. Like I think for a lot of people, they're like about the same because of the time there. So basically I was training my half Ironman pace a lot this winter and like it's just what I run now. It's just like, if you tell me you go race pace, like I just run that pace, which is actually kind of a problem for foals, but that's really helped because it's just like ingrained now. I just do that. I don't even think about it. So
as far as pacing, are you a big one on going hard in the beginning and then trying to sort of limit damages in the second half? Or are you one who tries to run even splits, negative splits? Tell me that story.
No, I definitely try to just stick on your pace. I mean, within a range, because if you go too fast, you can't like bag extra time. It doesn't like work out that way. Right. Like it just doesn't. I say that I think you should just run even pace. And then like my last Ironman, I went out way too fast and blew up, and then you are like struggling it in the last 6 months. It was just ugly.
Yeah.
And I think it's ugly enough at the end that you don't want to have to also have that extra bit. So
the go until you blow strategy is not always the prettiest things to sort of execute. Yeah. So as far as favorite run workouts, what do you, I mean, you mentioned the trails. Is that it? If I said you could only do one thing over and over, would it be running trail?
Yeah, I mean, my husband jokes that we don't call it trail running here. We just call it running because it's just, it is just what we like have. So that is, I mean, the long run on the trails on the weekends, like that's what, you know, that's what everyone here does. Like that's, you'll see groups, there's, you have friends, you just go and you just do the long run on the trails. So that is kind of like my favorite. That's what I do in the winter a lot, in like the off seasoning. In terms of like training though, like when you need to be serious, it's a lot of, tempo, a lot of pace, a lot of like building tempo type stuff where you start at one pace and you get like faster over the hour or whatever, that kind of thing. Yeah. So.
Well, Kelly, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. We'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Sure.
I'm guessing that the Cone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you very much to our guest, Kelly O'Mara, for joining us on this edition of The Cone Edge. We'll touch base with Kelly in a week and a bit from now to find out more about her nutrition. That's coming up next week, Tuesday, if I look at my calendar. So, yeah, thanks for joining us, and thank you to Kelly for her time today here on The Cone Edge. Before I go, I mentioned it earlier on, your chance to win that Ironman entry. We are coming close to the cutoff date for this year. All you need to do is head over to theconeedge.com/win to find out more. And make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us grow the podcast, but it also helps you get in the draw to win that Ironman entry. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.